So you talked about the magic, and I'm curious what your current thoughts are. We've been talking about this for the last couple of years, about what's really going on, the biology, the mechanism of action, why, if you believe there is a synergy, which there seems to be, what's actually going on molecularly when you give a hypomethylating agent and venetoclax, or low-dose IRC for that matter?
Yeah, I'm really glad you asked, because I think this is really important, and I spend a lot of my time thinking about this and working on this. So we've published, our group has published a couple papers in the last couple years, basically showing that this regimen, specifically venetoclax plus azacitidine, has a unique ability to specifically eradicate leukemia stem cells. So leukemia stem cells are this sort of rare, small subpopulation of the disease that resists chemotherapy, isn't usually susceptible to that strategy, and is the source of relapse when it occurs. And as you know, in AML, that's almost always really is the kind of monster we're dealing with. And so for many years, we've been trying to identify what are the features of leukemia stem cells that might differentiate them from other cell types in the body, and then by extension, what are their weaknesses? And in the recent past, we've come up with one particular weakness that's really compelling, and that's a sort of weakness in the way leukemia stem cells do metabolism. Metabolism being the essential sort of responsibility of all cells to burn energy, to make energy, to stay alive. And leukemia stem cells, for reasons we still don't really understand, are completely inflexible in their source of energy and the way they do metabolism. So they rely almost entirely upon amino acids, and they prefer to use those amino acids for something called oxidative phosphorylation. So that's all fine and good, but how can we exploit this? That's the beauty of this regimen, is that it shuts down the ability to take up amino acids and to do oxidative phosphorylation. And, you know, other cell types in the body, they really don't care. If you take away one form of metabolism, they'll switch to another. Leukemia stem cells, at least the ones that are susceptible to the venetoclax regimen, which are most, they completely collapse and die from this. So we're really, really excited about that new mechanism for killing a cancer cell, in this case, a cancer stem cell. And in terms of what we learned more at ASH, I think the one sort of message that's starting to come out is that, you know, although we're really happy with a 70% response rate, which is about what we're seeing, you know, pretty consistently across studies, 30% of patients do not respond. And what we've found is that their leukemia stem cells do not have this metabolic inflexibility. They, like other cell types in the body, are able to use other sources of energy in the body to do metabolism. And so how to predict that subpopulation of non-responders has been a huge challenge. And, you know, cytogenetics and molecular tests really don't identify those patients well. But at this meeting, we, for the first time, are starting to have some clues about how to identify that 30%. And I think it's really fascinating.